Yes, sir.
98, 1013, is that right?
Yes, sir.
So, Lowry Corporation, versus Roger Tracy, tax commissioner.
And dehumidifiers than do for
horticultural items? Wouldn't that be fair? Okay.
Maybe what we can do is, in fact, greenhouses are used to grow plants and flowers that are then sold to customers at Home Depot. That's the purpose of solving greenhouses, right?
For their own purposes.
For sale, that's right.
So, isn't it at least arguable that the inventory sold by your client to Home Depot should be taxable?
No, I think, except for some Home Depot, I think it's still fits in the agricultural business, because we're still talking about the growing plants and flowers in greenhouse, which is what Home Depot does in its garden center. It then sells to its customers. And in the bank, it's been the court held, which is where that the growing plants and vegetables in greenhouse is in agriculture. And even though it's hard to imagine inside of Home Depot store being agriculture, you come to think of it, that is the fact that it's occurring there.
Just when I read that case, I think that that means in the business of growing. And they are in a, obviously it's an ancillary business for them, not the business. And I think it says the business, or at least that's how I've always read it. Let's move to the magic date of the amendment of the statute. You going to explain that, the July 20th date?
Every item in the Chicago residents who were here before, but was sold to people who were in the business of growing plants and flowers in greenhouses. I think there was also discussion on how.
Kmart has the most fun area and other places, all these pretty flowers at this time of year and bushes and all. Agriculture? Horticulture?
Well, we're not talking about greenhouses. There are some things putting out stands, types of flowers and plants that are selling on the stands from the school. We're not going to do that. What we're talking about are things that look, with the exception of Home Depot, which we do believe falls into this agricultural extension itself, the other customers are actually in the business of growing plants and flowers and operating greenhouses as part of their operation. And clearly, this equipment sold to them for that purpose. The items sold to them for that purpose. Sold to them for no other purpose. And they fit within the precise definition set out in the statute. And within the court holding and banking, they don't see any other way to fit it in that item, or else the statute means nothing to them.
Is growing a key word?
It's certainly a word. I think all the words that there are on TV, I can think so. I think I'm not sure growing action. I think I didn't make a decision. I think they talk about
that's the problem for me. I mean, what about the Kroger store where they got all this machinery and equipment to sprinkle little things down on the asparagus? They don't grow it, but it sure is agriculture.
I mean, the word growing, and I think the bank of the business of plants and cultivating, harvesting, selling. Many shorthand for that is growing. I think planting, cultivating, harvesting, certainly growing. Those are the terms that use in the bank of the city. And I think when you say, I'll change my word from growing, clearly we can drop off ourselves the inventory to these customers. We then operate these greenhouses, planting flowers, and they're planning them, they're cultivating, they're harvesting, and they're selling them at their business. And so I shortcut that and say growing, but I think it's all the same thing. I think it's a conversation now. I think I've gone beyond my, I'm up right at the end of the sermon, and I ask for questions for the questions I chose to ask.
Thank you. What's that? Mr. White.
Argument, does that fit into the agricultural exemption?
No, Your Honor, very much it does not. It shows that structure. And I think it was very key point of structure. The legislature of Germany, in 1741.02, had World War property in land and building, and the structure, except otherwise specified, a real property. And that's the most thing we have to do. It has a problem. based on Article 12, Section 2, to Article 12, Section 2, that the general powers may be used to determine the subject matter and the methods of taxation.
But aren't you trying to tax it as personal property?
We're not taxing it as personal property in regard to the idea of the structure. We're saying basically these are items that are not designed and built for these natural. They're designed and built to become part of the structure. The ultimate end of these items, they are being used to build something that's impossible within the real property. And once they become non real property, they're part of the structure.
How would
the future had tax
law? How does the tax law affect the condition of the tree that you look for the local property?
Well, quite often that would be actually a personal property.
But the ultimate destination is real property.
Sure, and if it were actually made a part of the real property, made a part of the structure, in this case, we're looking at stat 701.08, and it states that personal property designed and built for use in agriculture, not used in business, in the definition of business that's defined in 709.21. So, what we're looking at is inventory. They have material. We have to determine what is the material that's in inventory. What are the actual materials designed, machinery that was designed and built to connect? And the original picture is that the part of the material, the structural part of the material was used for a different design. So the used natural design and used for you to make a structure. And one third of it is that there's been some claims that the evidence shows before that all these structures were actually used for growing purposes. That is not the case. If you look at the record in the catalog that you
provided by the guy, I thought on all these real estate issues, I'm not considering that as well as by anything to do with this whole question. From the standpoint of federal tax law, there's a big difference in real estate that's particularly in agriculture that can be multi-purpose and special materials. That is, real estate for which the purpose, you only have one purpose, whether it's viral or
greenhouse is not something that you can park machinery or solar on the ground, especially if you're
on the ground. That's true. The fact of the matter is we're not looking at the ultimate goal for the drivers that they have inventory could be one to actually make a greenhouse. But what we have in inventory is we have some parts, we have machinery, and this question is really showing that these structures were actually used as conservatory. They were used as swimming pools. They weren't necessarily used in the agricultural function. They were used planting, cultivation, and harvesting of plants, and adding something good to the ground for other rebuilding purposes and churches in
the region. Would that be true? Property that a merchant was holding that he somehow loses his tax exemption if someone out there creates it, you know, I see
farmers or greenhouse operators using the things that I want to build on my life. I mean, I just don't want to look at some stuff that I think would work for me. That comes in and dies it for that purpose. That doesn't knock out the whole inventory. That's something that should be better than itself.
No, I think the inventory is, the preference when it sits in the basement is based on the management process. And I'd rather
than rather than some job.
Well, I think the burden on the taxpayer to show how the access is wrong with that. In the court decision in Red Fox Staples, I think it's a simple example. Here we have horses being used to provide rye and to be bored. And the question was whether or not they're operational, we didn't have them, but we had some parts of agricultural function that had horses generally can be bred and therefore it would be used in agriculture. And the court said, no, that you have to look at the actual operation as a whole, and whether or not the operation is using the material or the property in agricultural operation. In that case, there was. In this case, it's the same problem. We have greenhouses, they use those greenhouses. Greenhouses can't be used agriculture. They can't be used by a person who gets into horticulture to grow plants. The equipment there can be used to catch the practice plant grow. But there's been no showing in this case that these structures, they have material used built, were actually used in agricultural function. That's one of the problems. They are mobile purposes, and so you need to make knowledge of that in their catalog.
I want to ask you that, because you know Chairman Johnson in his sentence says that the transcript contains where the catalog has clearly described the use of the inventory construction furnishing greenhouses. Are there other uses that are displayed or advertised in their brochures that we'll find?
Yes, Your Honor, there are. In fact, I can refer you to the page of the extension
in the record. I know there was a discussion with the president of the company, or somebody representing the company, saying that he knows that the structures have been used for other purposes, but my question specifically is, do they advertise that? Because they represent to a purchaser that, well, this is a building that can be used to cover your pool or whatever.
Yes, Your Honor.
Because he seems to suggest something different, but...
That's the point. Apparently, there's a suggestion successful not only because it was on growing, that was on the structure. Well, that was Mr. Rodden's testimony, but Rodden's testimony was based on his review of the inventory, and specifically,
but they testified that they used to do that, but then they moved back, they got out of it, and only tell them they have to do the purchase now. So what do you mean? Do you mean that we can catalog or old catalog?
These are catalogs that, this catalog I'm reading from in the statutory transfer for the years 19...
During the years in question, the tax period that we're talking about?
Yes, Ron. There were several catalogs in Greece and France,
not received, these items in the store were sold during the necessary closing.
to introduce persons that recall the business of growing plants and flowers in greenhouses. There is no evidence that the previous period any items in the story were sold to anybody else for any other purpose. I was trying to do a private testimony, page 49, 57-68, 112-113, the record will justify as to that.
Your additional time, I was going to ask you about the majority opinion. Majority decision of the Board of Tax Appeals, because they say, however, there is no evidence in the record to indicate that this inventory was specifically built and designed for use in agriculture, and arguably the item could be used in other pursuits. Is that true?
That's wrong. That's wrong.
I mean, I see the affidavit here in the testimony.
It's wrong. And there's evidence in the record. Mr. Riley was the only witness before the Board of Tax Appeals at a hearing. He testified that the president of the company, to his knowledge, all of the items were sold to any person involved in the business of growing plants and flowers in uranium. He testified that to his knowledge they were not sold in any sense of period to anybody else for any other purpose. The Board stated it's simply contrary to the undisputed evidence. It's wrong. Could it be used for some other purpose? Conceivably. But the statute doesn't say that if a purchaser takes an item and sold it for one purpose, it conceivably modifies and uses it for some other purpose. It doesn't deal with any agricultural exemption because obviously Robert can't control that. But in this case, there is no evidence to that. In fact, there's just high houses. They discontinued using these items for that before the assessment period because they weren't suitable for that purpose. They leave. They have to leave. And that's why they're only used at greenhouses. They're not used as ruminations and so on. That is the final point I'm making. Simply on this issue of the real estate. Again, the realtor is not active. This inventory, but it never contended that it isn't a property. They contended it's personal property, not to be the agricultural exemption. It's personal property used in business. Whatever or not the person or entity that purchases constructed greenhouse is property, then has to pay a real estate tax that includes the constructed greenhouse. It's an entirely different issue. And what is the status of this material in inventory in our workers' warehouse? Is it personal property subject to the personal property tax, or is it subject to the agricultural exemption?
Under your argument, is it ever taxed?
It would not be taxed. No, it would be taxed when it's constructed in a greenhouse. The person
as real property.
Or be subject under that part of the statute. It would not be taxed. There may be sales tax involved here, but we're talking about personal property tax, not sales and use tax.
The commissioner's viewpoint seems that that a building cannot be machinery and equipment. And you say, well, we didn't make it a building, but it's sold as a building.
These are the machinery and equipment that are used for the purpose of operating greenhouses. These are the parts of the structure.
That's the part that I think that the commission would disagree with.
But to say that that has real property to the property owner doesn't affect the
government. No, but to characterize this as machinery and equipment when it's installed as a structure.
They have to distinguish between structural and non-structural. I think it's in this entire inventory that has purpose. But the entire inventory includes many things besides the tubing.
I realize that. And say put aside that, the other items that would not be involved in actually constructing a structure.
Which might be the fastest
door. Yes, would it? Okay.
And we're talking about the glazing,
and the framing, I take it. Mm-hmm. Is it framing and glazing?
Well,
is that what it is?
There are tubing, and then you've got glass, you've got different kinds of glass, polyurethane, you've got glass, you've got different kinds of shading equipment that's controlling the amount of light that gets into the greenhouse, you've got heating equipment, it's got prevented the irrigate and water plants and vegetables, all of that sort of stuff. They haven't done a distinction between tubing and framing that actually
to build a structure is to still call it machinery and equipment. I'm talking about the structural part. You said that's minor, but it's there.
It's machinery and equipment, and it's actually therefore designed and built from the ancient agriculture, which these clearly are because there's no other support.
Thank you, Mr. Winston. The case is submitted. You'll be advised of our opinion.